Serious asexuals of Reddit. How did you find out that you are one? Still not 100% sure, but the evidence is more than a little leaning that way. Over a decade single now. I don't know. I can feel lust and love, but they are not really connected. Relationships still seem nice in theory, but so far the opportunities have been few and far between, and when they hit so far they have been unrequited. Basically, not sure if asexual or just okay waiting for the right one. I was 28, watching BoJack Horseman with my fiancé. The character Todd went, "I don't think I'm anything," and I really related to that. But then he went on to discover he was asexual and it all clicked for me. I had no idea asexuality was an option. Since middle school, girls would talk about who they found sexually attractive and what they would do with their crushes behind closed doors. I never got what they meant, nor what was amazing about looking at penises. Fast forward to my senior year of high school, I started to really question myself, because never once have I ever looked or seen my crush in a sexual way. All I wanted to do was to spend time with them, or hang out with them. Nothing really NSFW. I always saw sex as kinda gross. It was then that I knew that I do not experience sexual attraction, but only romantic attraction. Thank you, OP, for asking this question, since not a whole lot of people ask asexual stories. I found out that other people have actual sexual desires and they weren't joking, then reflected on my life, and figured out I have never felt any sexual or romantic attraction or interest in it to people, and so I picked up the asexual label. I'm demisexual, so it was very similar for me. I think the first moment was when I found out people would actually have sex with their celebrity crushes they know them now. Like, yeah, some celebrities I know of are what I would call hot, but would I actually be interested in sex with them? Absolutely not, lol. Never really had any of the typical teenage hyperhormone driven libidos throughout middle or high school. In high school, my considerations for relationship partners never included a desire for sex from me, nor much in way of intimate touch, as it made me personally uncomfortable to be the one touched, and I was never interested in touching. I thought for a while that perhaps I might be gay, but the same touch aversion was there upon reflection, so that wasn't it. I had resigned myself to having to take one for the team and just pushed past my aversions. If I ever had a relationship, reach that point and just hope my future partner was fine with that. Flash forward to college and I have a psychology or sociology course. Can't remember which, they somewhat intersect. And I read about this relatively new sexuality being asexuality, as well as the concepts of eremitism. That's when it all sort of clicked. My current girlfriend and I have been together for around 8 years now, and she's fine with how I am. Genitals aren't appealing. They both look horrendous if we're honest. I can see a woman and think, wow, she's beautiful. But at no point does any thought resembling I want to see touch be inside her vagina ever occur, and not attracted to men at all. I've been questioning lately if I'm, after learning that term, matches what I feel or don't feel. I know I'm heterosexual, see, I's male, and not aromantic as far as my sexuality goes. But when it comes to the actual act of having sex, I just don't feel any interest in it. I enjoy the thoughts of everything else, just up to the point of intercourse. There's other factors like social anxiety and depression that also might be turning me off from the idea, that makes me question what I really feel. I don't feel much emotion or desire anyway. So it's hard to say if this is an asexual thing or just depression dulling any desire I might feel for it. I watch porn and can get off fine, but I don't even enjoy the sex scenes as much. I mostly watch for the scenes before with the foreplay or any rough stuff in those kind of videos. But I lose interest and almost feel uncomfortable when they start ducking and skip those scenes. Honestly, it just always grossed me out so much, and I can't understand why anybody would find it sensual. No shame though to those who do. I've known since I was a teenager. Everybody told me I would grow out of it. I didn't. I feel like I've gotten more asexual, if that makes sense. Or more sex repulsed at least. I hate it being inserted into everything, especially unexpectedly in shows, books, everyday life. It irks me. I've worked really hard to make sure I'm no shaming anyone. I was never interested when I was a teen. And as I grew up, I felt worse and worse about myself, because everyone around seemed to be interested. A friend suggested to me that I could be ace. I looked it up and felt so happy that it was something real. Overcoming the self-doubt was a struggle, and it's taken a few years. You'll find the way that you are OP. Hang in there and know people out there support you. I knew I was different during my high school years. A lot of my classmates, even those with similar disabilities as me, were either becoming sexually active or finding a likely partner. I wasn't able to do any. I tried to push myself into getting it a try. At least, arousal. Once, a doctor recommended that I try masturbating while having my period when it was painful. I wasn't ready on regular, so I went with the dry humping. I found a video with one of the Spice Girls in a catsuit in hopes of getting that arousal. Again, it was for medical reasons. I ended up needing to wash my underwear and change my pad after a gushing mess. It still didn't reach the level most would get out of masturbating. It was still stuck on the level of being nervous about meeting someone new. I looked for some porn to test myself, but found most of them boring. Even the so-called hardcore kind. Each time, it failed. Even my parents were puzzled on the lack of sexual activity. Sounds weird, but they had seen the results of having a child reach that stage and spoke to them about it. Only one, my oldest brother, stayed with his wife. The others had at least one relationship, but very restrictive such activity. Yes, my mom had heard about masturbation as medical treatment. I was expecting a shocked Catholic mother, but got one who understood what I had to do. Doctor's orders. Finally, I was watching a talk show where the topic of sex was mentioned. Forgot the name of it. The host was talking about sex sales. Then asks, or does it? Then, he explains about a small minority of people who don't get turned on by any kind of sex. One of the people interviewed was the founder of a support group for asexuals. Even going how it's separate from involuntary celibacy. Asexuals aren't sexually active but open to the idea. Mostly if they are ready to start a family. I have begun researching the matter. It was all pointing to similar answers. I was asexual. Now, I knew the next step. Coming out. I first came out to my brothers. They treated me like it wasn't a big bang. It had been my personality. Yet, it was my sisters. That was a harder task. I know the oldest wasn't going to be in the right state of mind. But I slipped out to the younger of the older sisters. I'm the youngest of 6 kids. 5 by us, it gets complex. It happened when I was babysitting her daughters. Kids will be kids. That sister responded. You'll think. While just dealing with her kids. As nothing just happened. This past month. It was Pride Month. I finally came out on Instagram. I got a few responses who were stunned. I knew the biggest hill was going to be my mom. Only to learn I came out to her about a year earlier when I was filling out some medical papers. My nephew's biological cousin just found out, and he's a father of 2. I'm starting to come to my senses. I learned that I can still engage in many sexual behaviors that are normal for anyone else. Now, I'm just trying to move forward. I've also was one of the many who supports my cousins. 2 of them had came out as lesbians. I felt I finally had that elephant off of me at least. In high school I discovered the term asexual, also the term aromantic, and I knew it was me. It had always been me. I had always known it. I just didn't have a word for it. I never cared about dating, and I still don't. Never cared about sex other than masturbation and fantasy. I can just do it myself. What is the point of a second person? I never understood relationship drama. In real life, or on TV, just dump them. Why bother? Why suffer just for love, when you can be perfectly happy by yourself? There is a podcast called Old Gods of Appalachia, where a character, the Witch Queen, is canonically asexual. There is a quote in it that resonated with my soul. Solitude sweeted her. I thought guys are cool. Thought about girls. Realized I felt the same about them. Conclusion B. Fell in love and tried that sex thing. It was alright. Nothing earth-shattering. Super high effort for something so underwhelming. And I kept getting UTIs in the beginning. No one had ever talked to me about it. It was a long distance thing, and we met up about every 3 months for 8, 10 days. And as luck would have it, Usually I just ended up being on my period for most of the time. It never bothered me. Years later when my so declared themselves trans and the whole topic of genders and sexualities came up, I realized that, while I did feel the same about men and women, the commentary was the lack of interest in what was going on in their pants. Conclusion 8. I will love my partner for as long as possible, and whatever goes or does not go on in our bedroom is literally no one's business. Your parents are nosy little shits who feel they have a right to your sex life, which is not on. Stay safe and enjoy the cake. Well, I usually play child-friendly games like Roblox, but the thing is that there are many online daters. Those people sometimes went to me to try the noughties and I just roleplayed with them and didn't think much about it. The thing is there were like 7 of those clinging to me. Now 2 years later I keep on SEing the old naughty stuff and don't feel anything to it. And I also don't like when that stuff is mentioned to me in detail. Yes, I was the one saying we are breaking up to them. I actually get to answer early. Well, I'm Gen X from a very rural area, and we didn't have terms to define so many things when I was young. To me, I only knew of asexuality in the context of, like, worm reproduction or something. Haha, I had a lot of trauma growing up. I gave myself away believing sex love validation. But I hated the act. It always felt gross. Just yucky. The fluids and whatnot. And I never felt bonded. Like what I thought you were supposed to feel when having sex with one you loved. I thought you were supposed to feel something. I really felt like I was abnormal in my mind. I could find men and women beautiful, but the act never changed in its repulsiveness to me. And of course more trauma happened throughout me life that only cemented this view. I learned only a few years ago what this really is. That it actually has a name. That I'm a pan-romantic asexual. It was freeing but sad. As my life is sort of locked in a certain path now and that's just how it is. But it's still nice to know what this actually is. And I'm not alone. I've never been really interested. Never fell in love. It just didn't happen. Consequently, I never had a relationship. I didn't masturbate. It seemed gross and dirty and shameful. Finally lost my virginity at an age where other people are almost grandmas. It always hurt and didn't do much for me, so I just gave up. Skin contact is much nicer and I do miss that. I like attractive men, but the idea of having sex with them is somehow gross, like pulling them off their pedestal. Strangely enough, I regard sex as something sacred and spiritual, with partners giving and receiving from your innermost being. That's the ideal, but I never had that and probably never will. Not 100% certain if I'm asexual, demisexual, gay, or gay romantic but asexual. But a girl in high school every guy had a crush on offered me a BJ if I helped her deal with a pot dealing issue she had. I was the guy to ask because I'd already punched a guy before for getting too forceful when trying to deal to me, even though I don't partake. So I told the guy to lay off until she made enough to pay him back. And then when it was time for her to do her thing, she was shocked to learn I thought she was joking. Turned her down. 2. The gay part comes with me generally being more emotionally connected to guys. But I absolutely despise being touched, breathed, stared at, etc. Not really sure how to find out which it is. And I'm not too bothered by it. I always felt neutral to sex. I would never get turned on by anything. Pair that with a low libido and I just thought that I was a late bloomer. I even tried watching porn, but I just stared at it like it was an animal documentary. I was also really confused about why people made irrational decisions when it came to sex and love. I also thought that aesthetic attraction was sexual attraction. It isn't. So I thought celebrity crushes were just celebrities people thought were attractive. Not actively being attracted to. I never found any sort of genital appealing, and the idea of swallowing semen is like swallowing piss or vomit to me. I could go on, but that would take a while. Eventually I watched a show called Sex Education. In the second season there is a character named Florence who is asexual. I had heard of the term, but never really dove into it. The show explained the topic and I realized that described me. After more research and self-discovery I came to the conclusion that I'm a romantic asexual. I dated multiple people, but every time it came to being intimate, even kissing, I was completely turned off by it. I find people attractive, but I've never had physical attraction. I never look at someone and say I could duck them. Dating has never been a thing I wanted to do. I don't even know what it feels like to fall in love with someone or flirt with someone. I have no idea what being in love feels like or how it feels to like. I don't know want to date someone. I kind of also stray into NB territory because I neither feel like a male or female. I think this might fuel my asexual tendencies since I can't even decide what gender I am. I feel like I reside well in the middle because I look female, but I dress very androgynously. I don't wear men's clothes, and for women's clothes I pretty much stick to loose fitting clothes and jeans. I prefer comfort over style. I literally thought everyone else was just being really overdramatic. Turns out the descriptions of people wanting to have sex with hot people wasn't just fake. Ick now. Like fairy tales and dragons and stuff. People actually do look at other people and want to kiss them and even have sex with them just because they're hot. I've dated multiple people and couldn't figure out why they got all hot and bothered so easily. It still sounds fake as I type this. Thanks for watching. Consider subscribing for more videos.